Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
What kingdom has sent you?
The kingdom of the Most High.
Any investment discussed on Wall Street Raw is presented for educational purposes only. We strongly recommend you seek out a competent, licensed professional for advice.
Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. The Super Bowl, the World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners. 1 minute, you're up half a million in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your bed.
Talk Radio is proud to present Wall Street Raw with TV's Wall Street Week elf and nationally recognized market timer, Mark Leibovit, who welcomes you on board his financial time machine. And here is the elf himself, Mark Leibovit.
Hello. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday, August 26th. We have a jam-packed show for you, as we always try to do with our special guest. We, of course, have Sinclair Noe joining us here a couple times during the program, and Don Vallo from the Canadian Society of Technical Analysts, Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund, my good friend there, and repeat interviews with Jeff Bishop and Kyle Dennis from RagingBull.com. So should be a really interesting show for you. We've had an interesting week in the markets. As you know, the top stories is the Jackson Hole meeting with Draghi from the ECB and Yellen. Not much gone on there, just pretty scenery, a lot of chit-chat, but little discussion about whether Yellen is going to still remain as Federal Reserve Board Chairman. Trump has indicated that may not be the case. Hurricane, of course, hitting Texas, a couple of missiles coming out of North Korea, and, you know, pretty much the same old fake news stuff coming out of the media with regard to Trump. So that's pretty much the story, you know, this past week. We did see, however, some interesting moves in individual markets. We'll talk about that more during the course of the show. Palladium into new bull market highs, sort of, you know, not really talked about, but that's been the best performing metal. Gold moved up a little bit, but was unable to clear that 1301, but still feel it's going to do so. Surprising continued rally in the bond market. Many bears out there, but concern about the overall stock market experiencing a potential correction here is, you know, weighing heavily on investors. So the bond market did inch up there, which surprised everyone. Crude oil not doing very much here, but we did see copper into new recovery highs at 305 a pound. So what else? Oh, Bitcoin into new highs. Friday, $44.96 for a coin. Just unbelievable. We've been trading that a little bit with one of our trading vehicles at VRTrader.com. Frankly, I was hoping for a pullback in the Bitcoin. If it does, we'll take a shot there. But, you know, there aren't too many vehicles to trade, though there are some individually small speculative stocks. So we'll talk about that if we have time during the show, but certainly you can check in at VRTrader.com. Let's turn to our first and very special guest, Sinclair Noe, here to kick off this Saturday broadcast. Welcome back our good friend and regular guest, Sinclair Noe from KFNN 1510 Phoenix and author of the great blog, Incomparable Blog, as I call it, the eatthebankers.com. Hi, Sinclair. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday morning.
Always a pleasure. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, too. A lot going on this past week. And I guess the big story we should start off with, of course, is Jackson Hole and the Fed conference that's held every year, sponsored by, the Kansas City Board. In any event, you were talking off air a little bit about the history of the big Jackson Hole event, and it was always curious to me why they picked Jackson Hole for a Federal Reserve meeting.
Fly fishing.
Really?
Yeah, really. Kansas City Fed used to do a regular summertime economic summit, but they would move it around to different places, Kansas City, throughout the Midwest, and so forth. And then in the late 70s, Paul Volcker apparently liked to go fly fishing, and he suggested Jackson Hole as a permanent location for the economic summit, and it has been there for, well, close to 40 years now, I suppose, 30-some-odd years. And basically, it's because there's some great fly fishing in the Grand Tetons right around Jackson Hole.
I wonder if Janet Yellen is good with the fly rod.
I do not know, but I tell you what, Jackson Hole would be a pretty nice place to be this time of year for just about anybody, whether you fish or not.
That's right, I agree. And, I'll have to be up there myself now. But apparently Janet had a dinner speech Thursday night when she arrived, and she offered some forceful defense of the broad new banking regulations that were enacted after 2008. Apparently, she's in a little bit of disagreement with Donald Trump about what should happen with those regulations.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, this may be the last speech that Yellen gives at the Jackson Hole Summit. Of course, her term is scheduled to expire in February, and Trump has said that he will look for someone else. He also hinted that he may consider Yellen for a second term. I wouldn't think that's going to happen. I think he wants to put in somebody of his own choosing. So this is probably the last appearance at Jackson Hole for Yellen. And she basically had two choices here, kind of a valedictory address, accept congratulations, pat herself on the back for a job well done, or more of a an instruction for whoever is going to follow her. This combines a little bit of elements of both, but it's mainly instruction. Her underlying message is, don't forget the lessons of the past. There is going to be another crisis coming at some point or another, and we still need some strong rules to be in place, because otherwise the bankers are going to make a mess of this thing all over again, which shouldn't be any surprise. The last financial crisis is a result of basically doing away with the rules and regulations that were imposed during the Great Depression under FDR. Glass-Steagall helped to keep the banksters under control for nearly 70 years. But then in the last days of the Clinton administration, Glass-Steagall was repealed, and it took all of maybe 7-8 years until we had an essential meltdown of the global financial system. So here we are 10 years down the road, and you want to get rid of those rules again. Actually, the rules that have gone in place since the crisis are not as severe as Glass-Steagall. Basically, though, they're just saying have a little money set aside for a rainy day. Build up some reserves, something that the banks actually have been, banks and insurance companies have been telling us forever. You should set aside some savings for a rainy day. The banks say you should set aside money to insure against a rainy day, but banks and insurance companies don't want to practice what they preach. They'd rather go and gamble And when those bets fail, they want the taxpayer to step in and bail them out. Well, we did that in 2008, but I don't think anybody wants to do it again. So, I mean, I understand where Yellen's coming from, but her remarks do definitely put her at odds with the Trump administration. The Trump administration has called for rollback of many of the Dodd-Frank elements, including the Volcker rule, called for significant changes there. Yellen gave a slight nod to that, saying they could perhaps simplify some of the rules in the Volcker rule, making it a little bit less cumbersome without necessarily taking away the Volcker rule or many of the Dodd-Frank, many of the elements of the Dodd-Frank Act. Trump says that Dodd-Frank stifles lending, and that would in turn stifle economic growth. You know, it's a hard argument to make when you've got the banks paying out so much in dividends and spending so much on share buybacks. They could take that money and lend that out. There's nothing to prevent them from doing that.
Sinclair?
They could do a lot for economic growth.
Okay, let's pick up on another segment during the show. Sinclair Noe, KFN 1510 Phoenix, and we'll have him back in a few minutes. Thank you, Sinclair, for joining us. Sorry to cut you off there, Sinclair, but as you hear, we ran right into the break, so don't touch your dial. We'll be back right after the break with Kyle Dennis and Jeff Bishop from RagingBull.com.
You're listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Liebovich. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
You know, here we are talking about the CIA, the NSA, and top intelligence agencies. All of our sensitive secrets can be hacked. We now know that safety and privacy of our finances are over. I mean, how safe and private do you think your finances are sitting in the cyber world? Who hacked them? How about your stock accounts, your saving accounts, even your 401ks? Frankly, that's why I turned to Swiss America for answers about protecting the savage household finances and privacy. One book explained it all. Don't bank on it. 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. It's a free book on exactly the topic we're talking about. And you'll learn how to protect your money against what even the CIA cannot protect. Please do it now. It's free. It's a book. 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. For a free copy of the book, Don't Bank on It. 800-289-2646.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, 1 in 4 people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Welcome back to the Wall Street Raw Radio Show with Mark Leibovich, your time machine for the financial markets. Want to know more? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Now, here's the elf himself, Mark Leibovich.
Welcome back, our good friend Jeff Bishop, who's the founder of several popular financial websites, including TopStockPicks.com and RagingBull.com. Meanwhile, he has a passion for trading options and ETFs, and though he maintains a disciplined approach to the markets, he's also not afraid to make some big bets or swing for the fences when he thinks there's really an edge on a trade. So one of those, of course, was last week's call in Gush, which is the oil service industry shares, and that popped up nicely, Jeff.
Yeah, it's good to be on the show again, Mark. Thanks. Gush did have a pretty good week. It was starting slow, but the last few days it really started picking up. So I'm confident in that one going into next week. I think traders should really keep that on the radar. The stock just was in a nice downtrend for about 2 weeks, but sure enough, we finally have made a move, and I think it's going higher from here.
Of course, we have that Hurricane Harvey out there, right? So that might have something to do with it.
Yeah, so Gush trades off of the XOP ETF, which is mainly natural gas explorers. One thing I've always found is that the weather doesn't seem to affect natural gas prices too much, as much as a lot of traders might think. So I don't think that the hurricane is going to have too much effect on natural gas prices one way or the other, at least for the next week or two. But I still think the strength of energy stocks is undeniable right here, so you should really take a close look at them. I think Gush is a good one, and if you wanted to take a look at the XLE index, too, with the larger oil producers, I think it's really good going in this coming week.
Last week we talked about the bond market, and you were a little cautious on the bonds. How do you see that market now?
Yeah, that one just hasn't worked out too much for me yet. And I'm short the bonds, like I was talking about last week, and this wasn't a good week for being short bonds, but I'm still in the trade. It didn't move enough to get me out of it, and it didn't move one way or enough to get me out of the trade, so I'm still in it. That is a loser at the moment, but I'll be riding that one into next week as well, and we'll see if it turns course. On that one, I really feel like the market is just piling into bonds. It's looking for a safe haven at the moment, so one thing has got to give. The market's really got to come down, and people are going to be justified for holding bonds. But if the market continues to find stabilization and even increase, I think you'll see bonds really start to decline. And if we look back the last few years, the bet has been bet on the market going higher, right? So right. I think that if that continues to hold up, then you'll see some selling in bonds, and that's what I'm betting for, at least in the short term.
Thank you, Jeff, for those insights, and we'll check with you next week. Still looking at the Gush and the bond market here, and at XLE
is
a play on the oil industry. So we'll talk to you next week. Jeff Bishop from...
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you then.
Jeff Bishop from TopStockPicks.com and RagingBull.com. Welcome back, our good friend Kyle Dennis, who is from the RagingBull.com group of websites, and he's also the chief biotech strategist for RagingBull.com. He's an independent equity trader focused on covering undervalued stocks in the market, and he researches stocks that are a little bit under the radar, looking for supporting data about how the stocks could foretell catalytic events. Thanks for joining us again, Kyle, on this Wall Street Raw Saturday morning program.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Okay, so let's follow up a little bit. The biotech index, the IBB, bounced off that 300 support level you were looking for.
Yeah, exactly. So we were bullish on it a bit before, about a month ago on your show, and then I called for a little bit of a pullback down to 300. We made a little double bottom and then a bounce right off that 300 level, and now we've continued higher. And so I just wanted to touch base also on Fold and Next and NKTR, which are two that I've been talking about the last couple of weeks. And okay. I wanted to say how the IBB bouncing has helped those two stocks. So both of those are up, and I'm glad to report that I see bullish activity going on in those two names as well.
Fold is Amicus Therapeutics, and NKTR is Nectar Therapeutics, just for our listeners'
right.
benefit. We also discussed EIGR last week, too.
Yeah, that one is also performing pretty well. I'm looking personally to add into that one on any sort of weakness down to the 775 level. Have a little position in it right now, and I expect it to trend up towards $9 or $10 a share.
And for our listeners' benefit, IEGR is Eiger Biopharmaceutical. And there's a new stock on your list this week, Kyle, Cary Pharm Therapeutics. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yeah, that's pretty good. The ticker there is KPPI. They have some phase 2-3 data for liposarcoma coming out in September or October. So I'm looking for just a slight pullback in that name, maybe to around 850. To get long, because I think that one's going to make a nice run up above 10 in this short period of time before their September or October data.
Okay, so we're going to keep an eye on Fold, Nectar, Eiger, EIGR, and KPTI, and of course we want to see that IBB index continue to show strength as well, correct?
Correct.
Thank you for joining us. Good friend Kyle Dennis from RagingBull.com, and we hope to have him back here next week updating his biotech stocks. That's his forte. Thanks again, Kyle.
Thank you.
Thank you both, Jeff and Kyle, both from RagingBull.com. As a bit of disclosure, these are sponsored interviews, but great information from the RagingBull.com team, and we had some nice trades come out of this in the last few weeks, so I'm glad that they're on the show and providing some of their ideas, and they have some interesting niches. Meanwhile, as I mentioned earlier, we do have a lot of interesting things going on in the market this week. Biotech, of course, as we just heard, but in the cannabis space, we saw a little bit of pressure in the last couple weeks here as a concern over the Jeff Sessions situation and regulatory issues here in the U.S. with regard to federal law versus Canadian law. But we do focus on that in our Cannabis Vice newsletter. And I think ultimately we're going to come out of the woods to the upside here. But it seems to appear the best place to be in that sector is the Canadian group of stocks, as I've talked about before, because of the regulatory environment is much more positive up there. You don't have federal law against it. But there was some concern during the week that some of the Canadian companies were investing in the U.S., and that might violate some of the Canadian security laws, jeopardizing the listing of some of those Canadian stocks. So real interesting developments here going on in that sector. But overall, a big growth one in the years ahead, maybe 3, 4, 5 years until federal law finally clears up in the U.S. on it. But we've been focusing on that quite a bit in our Cannabis Vice letter and have been since 2014. So tradable, but also investable if you're in the right name. So we keep a close eye on the Cannabis Vice, and it's related to pharmaceutical, because ultimately the big pharmaceutical companies are probably going to come in with all the medical marijuana issues. A lot of that research is coming out of Israel, a lot of new companies coming out of Israel with the medical breakthroughs, so really interesting. Don't touch your dial. We'll be back after the break with Sinclair Noe for our second interview.
Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovit, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University. Our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw. Want to know more about Wall Street Raw and the Leibovitz VR newsletters? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com.
Joining Sinclair Noe from KFN and 1510 Phoenix, and author of the blog EatTheBankers.com. We've been talking about the Federal Reserve's fly fishing expedition and Jackson Hole in the last couple days. I wish we were on that fly fishing expedition, but in any event, very interesting presentation. Yellen apparently Thursday night had a 19-page speech, and she was noting that there was substantial progress toward the Federal Reserve's economic objectives of maximum employment and price stability. Do you agree, Sinclair?
Price stability is a key issue here, I think. I think that this is the reason why the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates four times in the past 2 years, why they're going to start trimming back their $4.5 trillion balance sheet, even though inflation has remained substantially below their 2% target. And even though the unemployment rate at 4.3%, the labor market still has quite a bit of slack left. The Federal Reserve could remain accommodative for quite some time. However, you get back to this idea of stability, and it's not just inflation and the possibility of future inflation that concerns them. It's the idea of the markets and the possibility that we are building up to another bubble. And the markets have been distorted for quite some time, in large part by Fed policy, this accommodative policy. And they're concerned that if they just remain accommodative, that they're going to see the market distort even further and we'll have yet another bubble. So they're taking this opportunity, this window, to tighten, because they can right now, even if there is a good argument to remain accommodative for considerably longer in the hopes of more economic growth. Economic growth is one thing, but the markets have definitely been distorted. The growth that we've seen has been on Wall Street in financials. It has not stretched over to Main Street very well. This whole idea of the wealth effect hasn't really played out the way the Fed would have liked it to play out.
Sinclair, speaking about Main Street, let's jump over to banks behaving badly a little bit this past week, with Wells Fargo CEO Timothy Sloan said that basically the forthcoming results from the bank's review of its consumer sales and scandal will cause more negative attention. Should we be worried about Wells Fargo getting some negative attention?
Yeah, we should. Wells Fargo is just one thing after another. I mean, on and on and on. They say they'll make some announcement in the next few weeks. The guess is that this involves even more fake consumer accounts that workers had opened trying to meet their sales goals. They've gone back and done some more examination, gone back even further, and they found, apparently they have found what could be a significant increase in the number of unauthorized accounts. They're going to be sending out information about this, notices to customers who have already been making claims, by the way. And they're putting together a list of additional customers who complained an account was opened without their consent. That's what we think is going to happen. Of course, it could be almost anything at this point. I mean, it's not just unauthorized accounts. They were putting insurance on car loans without authorization. It could have something to do with the charges that they've made over the years for fees of different sorts. If it's not one thing, it's another. I mean, at some point, we have to just realize that Wells Fargo has been run as a criminal organization for years and years now, and they are not alone. Wells Fargo is not a unique bank. Some of the things that they have done may be unique to Wells Fargo, but their overall practices, that's not unique.
And the average person that has a deposit over there, I wonder if they even care or understand what's going on. That's what the frustrating part of all this is, that there may not be any changes. If the all depositors left, that would obviously make some significant impact, you know?
Well, most people don't know what's going on. If they know what's going on, they probably care because they've just been ripped off. And nobody likes to be ripped off, but most people just aren't even aware.
Right. The average person I talk to doesn't even know anything is going on in Wells Fargo. You know, so anyway, interesting story. I'm glad we're staying on top of it.
They watch the commercials. They see the stagecoach going by, and they, oh, that's great. That's Wells Fargo. Fine.
Yeah. So, Claire, we ran out of time, and we wanted to cover some other stories, but we'll do that next week, and we're always happy to have Sinclair on our show. Sinclair Noe from KFNN 1510 Phoenix, and author of the great blog eatthebankers.com, and I'm sure we'll have more Banks Behaving Badly segments to cover in the weeks to come. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Sinclair. I'm glad Sinclair was able to join us for two segments this week, because we had a lot to cover. The Wells Fargo story is just incredible, but the reason we have Sinclair on the show is because of his blog, eatthebankers.com, and a lot of the exposés he does regarding the banking and financial industry, very little of which you really hear on the major networks or in the press and Wall Street. And we know markets are rigged. We know the banks have been behaving badly, responsible for the financial crisis in 2008-09, and continued speculation now. We know we've got, again, as I mentioned, rigged markets, both on the part of government and the financial institutions. It's been going on for, I guess, centuries in terms of, if you look at what's gone back in history in terms of the financial world, but it's particularly important to us here on the program. You know, when I start segment three here, you hear excerpts from my favorite movie, The Ten Commandments, and a couple of God's commandments there. And I did that intentionally because, you know, we're trying to keep honest people honest in this business. And it's so tough when you see all the shenanigans going on daily. One of the reasons I focus on the volume work that I do, and as you may or may not know about my background, but, you know, I do have the VRTrader.com website, where VR stands for volume reversal, and that's a proprietary tool that I created when I was a floor trader way back on the Chicago Board Options Exchange. But the whole idea of that was I was following the so-called smart money, the movements of money in the market, and seeing the volume signals both up and down. As a result of that, I've been able to avoid disasters in the market and also profit as the market goes higher. In my book, The Trader's Book of Volume, which was published back in 2011, you can get that on Amazon, by the way, or on our website. I've never been caught in a market crash. We document that in the intro in the book. And it's not that I'm prescient, but it's because I saw the volume shifts. And we're talking about 9/11. We're talking about 1987. We're talking about the flash crash back in 2010. We're talking about the shakeout last year. Intraday, you see the volume coming in. And this is sort of the smart money, the inside money, the manipulators, the riggers, whatever you want to call it, at work. And we're able to catch a lot of that and see a lot of that. So until the day changes, we can't get the data,
the volume figures that we really need, then until that happens, we should be able to make those calls. So right here, the market's saying, you know, be a little cautious here. You're getting some negative volume patterns and maybe nothing to the extent of a significant market correction, but a little bit of warning out there. So, and then we also have the seasonals this time of year, August, September, October. But I think, as I mentioned earlier, I think we're going to come out of it to the upside. I think that you're going to see the tax reform take place in the fourth quarter. You're going to see GNP moving up to more perhaps that 3% plus range in coming months. And money really has very little places to go other than the stock market. So we can reevaluate after the next big rally into year end and see where we're at. And maybe something more significant is happening on the negative side for next year or the year after. And we'll take that a day at a time. But right now it appears a shakeout here, you know, maybe 500 points in the Dow to the downside, maybe a little bit more. And perhaps buying a, providing a buying opportunity for another leg higher. So that's sort of the way we read the markets, and continue to report that to you on that VRTrader.com website. Don't want you to touch your dial. We have Henry Weingarten coming up along with Don Vallow here on segment four. So stay tuned.
You are listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Leibovich. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovich, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Responsibility begins and ends with our partners and our shareholders, and that's it.
There is no freedom without the law.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw and the final segment with Mark Leibovich. Now, here's the elf himself.
I'm Don Vilo from the Canadian Society of Technical Analysts and also a former advisor to the Horizon Seasonal Rotation ETF between 2009 and 2015. But most notably, Don authors two great websites. One's called timingthemarket.ca and the other's equityclock.com. And it's always a pleasure having Don back on the show. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday morning, Don.
Thanks for having me back, Mark.
So, we got some interesting stories to talk about with regard to the currency changes between the Canadian dollar and the U.S. dollar. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Historically, currencies have been relatively stable, not so much recently. Currency changes can have a significant impact on the value of your portfolio. A U.S. investor, for example, holding Canadian dollar cash, saw the value of the cash increase in value since the beginning of June by 7.5%. That's a pretty good move in less than 3 months. Now, conversely, a Canadian investor holding U.S. cash or an unchanging U.S. security such as SPDRs saw the value of their U.S. asset drop in Canadian dollars by 7.5%. That's a huge drop just by owning a U.S. security. On a technical and seasonal basis, the Canadian dollar is expected to move higher relative to the U.S. dollar into September, followed by weakness into the end of the year.
Meanwhile, we have some other interesting things going on with regard to energy and so forth, that Hurricane Harvey is having an impact.
It's having a direct impact on selected assets. Most notably, we've seen strength in gasoline, natural gas, and sugar. Gasoline because of all the refining capacity, natural gas because a lot of the gas-producing areas are in the Gulf, and sugar prices because there's a lot of sugar production down in the southern part of Texas.
Really
now, property insurance stocks are the ones which have been moving on the other side. They've actually been moving down in anticipation of paying some pretty big recovery charges.
Amazing. At the same time, the investors in base metals can't complain here in recent weeks, can they?
Yeah, we've mentioned this before. It's a very interesting sector right now. The base metal prices are soaring, and base metal equity prices are soaring as well. Now, for a U.S. investor, there's a number of ways you can play it. The probably the best known one
is, would you believe, the symbol is P-I-C-K, pick, as in pick shovel.
Okay.
So there's the way of following that one. It went into a, broke out into a new high just on Thursday, and on Friday it's moving even higher.
I got to check that one out. I got to pull up a chart on that one, Don. It's a new one to me. Well, thank you. That's a great piece of information. Talking to Don Violo from EquityClock.com and TimingTheMarket.ca. Talk to you next Saturday, Don. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.
Welcome back our good friend and regular guest, Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund. It's always a pleasure having Henry on the show. He's only been doing this for about 50 years and has a impeccable track record in calling major moves in sectors and the market, and including the current correction that started here in recent weeks based on his astro forecast. Thank you for joining us, Henry.
Well, thank you. Well, as we said, you could still stay on vacation for another week or so. Let's look at the big picture first. First, what's the good news? Well, the good news is that there's high consumer confidence, that we have tax reform that's coming, which we see this fall coming, and on top of it, we see that we'll get to 3% plus growth. So that, on the fundamental side, is good. But what's on the other side? First of all, we have extremely high stock valuations. Secondly, we have short-term, both astrological and seasonal negativity, And the third side is there are all sorts of assorted geopolitical risks. So what is this? What's the bottom line of this? It means that the market's going to be down more in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and then it's going to go up. So what does that mean? You can do nothing or you can do something. If you do something, you want to do that over the next couple of days. You've got till about Tuesday to act. And again, this is not a tremendous correction that we're seeing, but, another couple of points. And we came in, a day early before. So looking at the 2440 number, which is the S&P number, we've been trading in that range, give or take 50 points, 100 points. And we think it's going to, retest the lows we saw before, the 2420. Probably 2400 will be tested. I don't know if we'll see much more than that. We expect 5800 to 6000 on the NASDAQ. And it's the good news, of course, is the gold's doing nice. It's sticking above 1300 now and again, putting its head up there, getting swatted. But we hope to see it in September comfortably above that, and 1300 slowly becoming the floor rather than the resistance. And energy is a $48 sort of pivot. Most of the better news will be coming in the fourth quarter. And you should start looking at what you want to buy. If you've sold nothing, it's not a bad idea to raise a little cash, but very little, and write some calls. But if you have cash, then you should start looking at what you want to own.
Great summary, Henry. Really appreciate that. So we'll touch base with you next week, and we'll see how the market acted after that key Tuesday date. Thank you for joining
us.
Okay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund. For more information, go to the Astrologers Fund or afund.com. Thank you again for joining us. Thank you, Henry, and thank you, Don. I also want to thank our sponsor, Swiss America, and if you want more information from them, they have a new book, Crisis Timeline, or new report, I should say, and to get a free copy, all you have to do is call them at 888-732-7164, and please mention, of course, you heard it on Wall Street Raw. Again, the number is 888-732-7164. You can also go to my website and my newsletter, and you can see that number as well. It's called Crisis Timeline. Really important report in terms of what the markets may or may not be doing here, and essentially pointing out that we're going to have another one of those big ones at some point. And speaking at some point, my old friend Ed Hart used to close his show back in the 1980s and 1990s on the old Financial News Network when he said, as we do, we will know in the fullness of time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to Wall Street Raw with nationally recognized market timer and previous Wall Street Week ALF, Mark Leibovich. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Mark, please go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Any stocks or investment discussed on Wall Street Raw are not in any way a recommendation or solicitation to buy, sell, or hold. We first recommend you seek out a licensed financial professional for advice. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's
newsletters, and products.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,